Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, we're going to get to the phone lines, but quick update. Chris Russell walking around pissed off. He came in here to check in on B. Mitch, say hello, pay his respects. And I listen, left hand up, I'm going to confess something. I'm going to tell the truth Monday, right? Chris Russell's show actually starts at 1 o'clock. We always just joke that it starts at 2 o'clock. It's 1:03, and Rooster's just storming up and down the hallway screaming, "He always takes my bleep! Where is my bleep? He takes my bleep and doesn't put it back!" I don't know who
he's in my headphones.
I don't know who he is. I got a pretty good guess. Roost is hot. He was walking around like he was gonna very, very angry. So let's be sure to try to stay on top of that. Somebody stole Rooster's headphones and he's mad about it.
I don't know, Roost. Who is it? He.
I got a guess. All right, we're gonna do the phones. We're going to go in chronological order. My man Shane is in Leesburg. Shane, how are you, dude?
What's up, JP, B-Mitch? I'm good, man. So just weird spot to be in considering last season. Didn't think the Cards were going to go. I got a lot to say, but I'm going to chop it up to a couple points. First, as a young fan who's 27 and everyone hating on keeping Jaden in there, it was a freak accident, dude. He was going to brace himself. It just didn't go the way that it normally goes after like 8 or 9, 10 times where he pops right back up. The defense getting blamed, coaches, front office. I don't know if the scheme that Joe Witt is running with our guys is the right one or if he's putting them in to succeed. But we look slow out there, and I know that, and I hate to say it, we do have the oldest team by age roughly, and a lot of that is on our defense. So I feel like that plays a part into it a little bit. But we also been hit with so many injuries that, you know, good teams that are Super Bowl caliber teams, I feel like always find ways to win when big guys go down. And we're struggling to find that, and I think it's because we don't have an identity like you guys were saying earlier in the program. We just don't have, like, that camaraderie that we all saw last year where it was any given Sunday we can go in and beat up on anybody because everyone didn't expect that from us last year, you know? But I'm curious to see what we do with young guys the remainder of this year and see who we can develop and see what we do with draft picks and stuff. I'm just curious on your thoughts, like, with now Lattimore and McCaffrey going down, like, what do you guys think we should do in the trade deadline coming up here? Do we make any moves? Do we just move on and hope for next year? But I appreciate y'all taking my call. Always a blessing, man. Y'all have a good day.
All right, man.
Thanks, bro. What do you think, B? Trade deadline is roughly...
I still don't think you're a buyer.
27 hours away.
I still don't think you're a buyer.
Hell no.
I think you got guys on the roster that can move in. Look. Noah's still here, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I are.
Well, when is he going to be back?
If you got an answer to that...
I was thinking Noah could go inside, and you could probably throw Mikey back outside.
Are you saying Noah Igbinoghi?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Noah Brown.
Noah Igbinoghi
is healthy and
so
available.
That's a move you can try right there. And then you got other receivers. You want to find out what Treylon Burks can do. He can fill
Made
in.
Made a nice catch last night.
You know, I think.
What if Ben Sennett gets more looks?
I mean.
More Jordan McGee.
Jordan McGee is getting more looks.
Right.
All right. But I'm looking at people in those two positions that find out what you have, because when you go into the draft this year in this offseason, you need to specifically know what you're looking for, at what positions and how. So there are guys on the roster and on the team now. You may come out of the rest of the season saying some people won't be back, and you move on to other people. That's what you guys got. Eventually, the evaluation process will be starting.
Aaron is in Suitland. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. B. Mitch, you are right on point. I blame 125% of the issues that we're going through with coaching and management, because they brought a bill of goods thinking that we were good and that we were ready to make it to the Super Bowl and make it further in the playoffs, and they sold it to us as the fans. You know, when we look at where we're at right now, have we progressed or have we digressed moving into next year? So we are definitely slower. And in the NFL, they always talk about it's a copycat league. You know, I think they should have took Daniels out because for the simple fact is I hear everyone say, you know, we take what the defense give us. Well, the defense gave them everything that they wanted. So that was the reason why we should have took Daniels out.
All right.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate you, Aaron. Yeah, I mean, you get the benefit of hindsight, but the Jaden injury is really insult to injury or injury to insult. They couldn't get stops. 28-0 in the first half.
That wasn't good.
Drew is in Tampa. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a lot to say, so I'll spit it out real quick for you guys.
Do your thing, man. You waited on hold. Your thing.
Yeah, frustration starts with coaching. I don't understand how in four games we have not sat any of the starters and started some other guys like Noah Igbinoghi for Marshawn Lattimore. I don't understand how in the first 4 weeks we had one of the best rushing offenses, and then we switch our offensive lineup and not go back to that starting offensive line that we had at the beginning of the season. The injury on Jaden Daniels is totally on him. I don't have a problem with Dan Quinn playing him in that moment. He's a young quarterback, but he also has to understand that he can't run the ball and put himself in danger every time. Maybe just hand the ball off or throw it out of bounds might be a better play in that situation. You're not going to win the game, but he has to get smarter. He's putting himself in too many positions to get hurt. And then Adam Peters, I don't understand how anybody in that organization looked at that wide receiver room and said, this is a Super Bowl winning wide receiver group. The fact that we have no threats down the field at all, even when the season started, is a joke. This is not a Super Bowl contending team, obviously, but at the beginning of the season, we sure thought we had a chance. But I just don't understand how we didn't put more emphasis in getting Jaden more top-of-the-line threats, just like Philly did with getting A.J. Brown and some of these other organizations that go after high-caliber wide receivers. We have no one. So it's just very frustrating. The injury thing is what it is. Like that's the reason we're losing a lot of these games. But I just think we need some heads to roll and maybe start with the cornerbacks coach and maybe the defensive coordinator, and at least maybe see if we can start a fire of some sort in these guys to get going again. But, yeah, very disappointing. But Jaden's got to learn he can't be Superman on every play and try and win the game when we're down 30. So thanks for taking my call.
I don't think he was trying to be Superman on that play. I'm serious.
I think he was just playing his game.
He was playing his game, and he was throwing, and he landed awkwardly. I don't see nobody trying to do much at that play. But then later on, he'll do a play, and he'll go down, and there's going to be some fool calling in and say, well, you should have did more, should have tried more. It's like, you're damn if you do, damn if you don't in this league. I want a guy with his fire. If he had been trying to run through some folks, I would say, oh, hell no, he can't do that. It was an awkward land. So that's why I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming the play call. It happened. Sometimes things need to happen, and then you come out on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Our boy Los is on the line. What's up, Los? How's Severna Park?
I'm still recovering from last night. I did go to the game last night. So, did you stay the whole time? No, I didn't actually. I left 7 minutes left in the third quarter. And
I don't blame you.
You know, I got back to my girlfriend's house, and she had Channel 4 on TV, and I saw, you know, all ears. You know, I enjoyed
how'd my
it.
Hair look?
And she looked great, man. It looked great.
Bang.
And my girlfriend got out of bed and was like, I'm going to watch this with you. I was like, I like JP. You introduced me to a whole nother level. And I was like, all right, that's perfect. So, look, Jaden Daniels needed to stay out there, okay? He's not ready. I'm not saying he's not that guy, because he is that guy. But he's not ready. He's not Superman. We're not supposed to have him go out there and do things that we think that he should be doing. You know, Jalen Lane was wide open in the end zone. The whole section was yelling, throw the ball. And when he threw the ball out of bounds or when he got tackled because he was running, we were all just like, holy cow. And I got mad. I said Todd Collins and Rex Grossman probably could have thrown that. He needed the reps. I don't care if we were down by 50. He needed the reps. And the one person that I feel more bad for is my girlfriend. Because we started dating last year, and she saw the happy side of me. This year is a whole different level. Thanks for taking my call, guys. God bless. Brother.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, it's the ebb and flow of a season, bro. Get used to it. She probably already knew Los was crazy.
Just got this tweet from our friend Christo Doyle. He said, I think the key thing on the Jaden controversy is that the team didn't just fail to take him out in a lost game. DQ and company have not done a good job taking care of him. We could all see an injury coming, and that has fans thinking like RG3. I don't like the RG3 comps, but you do wonder with Jaden and understanding how rookie deals in football are advantageous, if they did enough to make this offense excellent. And maybe you can argue that they thought bringing Debo in what was really going to push them over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But they did draft a first-round tackle. I mean, They thought they built up this offensive line. You trade for a guy like Laremy Tunsil. I do wonder about the receiver room, because even with Debo, you did not have kind of like a veteran established player. You tried a bunch of different reclamation projects. Chris Moore, Michael Gallup, like the guys that were in camp were not vets with real track records. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about spending top of the market, but they didn't even go middle of the market at the receiver position to add more, knowing you lost Zacchaeus, knowing you lost Diami. And maybe their thought was, you know, prior to last year, Zacchaeus and Diami were kind of the available guys that weren't breaking the bank. We think Jaden can do it again. But it is okay to provide more to a stud young quarterback. Yeah.
I think their belief was, and they, I don't know if they feel they handled it properly or not, that you had Terry and Debo. And you could work from that. The Noah thing, you have to be thinking that he was going to get nicked up somewhere along the way. Because that's what it's always been.
And he was nicked up in the offseason.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the Terry and Debo, I think that them not being here the whole time together is what threw a monkey wrench in
the Terry injury has really, really had a major impact on this offense. And what do you think is the future for Terry now? Where we're looking at least Marcus starting some games here, and you're 3-6.
Well, Marcus knows how to get the ball to him, too.
Yeah.
So,
Steven,
you saw him in the game, the last game he was in. If you're a quarterback and you don't find him when he's on the field, something's wrong with that quarterback.
Steven is in Winchester. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Big fan of both of you. I'm listening, but I'm sure you both look handsome.
Thanks.
I don't really know much about contracts, and I know that every time it's week 18, it's this guy has this incentive and that guy has this incentive. Is there anything that would entice a player to keep playing and be like, well, it's a week 9 blowout? I could maybe get some garbage time stats, and that'll help me hit a certain incentive at the end of the season.
You're wondering what player might have incentives left?
No, I'm just saying, like, if I'm Jaden, it's like, yeah, it's a blowout. I shouldn't be playing or anything. Is there, I could, even though it's week 9, I could maybe get, you know, a couple garbage time stats to help get me to a certain incentive on a contract.
Nah. Jaden's on a rookie deal. That's not the case.
And incentives, he don't need incentives. He got a second pick contract.
Yeah, and
he's good.
Like, I mean, maybe incentives come into play week
16. Is that
16.
A way of trying to blame him for getting injured? Like, he was trying to pad himself?
Not in the least bit. Not in the least bit. Just trying to empathize and, you know, understand why you would want to be in a blowout on week 9.
The reason that I would just give you my mindset, whether we were winning by 30 or losing by 30, I did not want to leave off the football field, because that's what I'm here to play a football game. And if you ever get in the mindset of just checking yourself out of games, you're going to check yourself out of the wrong game. The mindset of the player is I'm going to play. And I think the coaches and the other people, you could tell me I can't go play, but I'm going to want to play.
I mean, think about Anthony Richardson checking himself out because he ran down
and,
the field.
And that's probably why he's not in the league now.
He's been back on the field.
You don't ever want that to
players
be the
play,
mindset.
Yeah. This is not a load management league. Thanks for the call, though, Steve. Appreciate you, man. Dennis is in Reston. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm real good. Listen, you know, I even got a couple things written down, and I'm not going to waste your time. But if you want to hear what my blame pie is,
let's
real
do
quick.
It. Fire away. You've been on hold a while.
Yeah, I call it 50% players. I call it 25% on coaching. So we got 75 right there, and then I'm going to throw the other 25 on Adam Peters. All right, players because no, well, whether or not they're good players or not. You know, everybody should step up, and everybody just slept. They weren't prepared to play. They played horribly. And that's both on offense and defense. Coaches can do what they can do. They made some mistakes.
I'm sure in a lot of our games this week, you know, I'm throwing 25% on the coaches. And I'm just going to spread that out throughout the whole coaching staff, whether it's an assistant coach, an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw 25% on them. Adam Peters, because, you know, guys, I'm going to tell you, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with me on this one, how can you bring all these guys in, and they're in the offensive line and the defensive line, and I'm right there. If you're not beating them in the trenches, you're not going to win a football game, or you're not going to win too many of them. And our offensive line last night was just, I don't have any words. In the defensive line, in our defensive secondary, our secondary is like, they might as well have been almost a college-level team. College-level team last night. They were horrible. And then Brian, I got a particular question for you, mm-hmm. and I've been waiting a long time to ask this question. If this goes back, and I don't know if you watched it real closely or not yet, the kickoff, the first kickoff of the game, when Luke got hurt, okay, did you see – I mean, we just didn't look prepared. He got slammed. I mean, that guy went right through whoever was supposed to be blocking right there. It doesn't really matter who at this point, but there was an assignment miss there, wasn't there, Brian?
It looked like the one guy wanted it more than the other.
So is that what you just, one guy just wanted it more than the other?
Whether it's an assignment blown or a missed block, he didn't make the block.
Because if you remember that, he just got pile drive, man. He got piles, and that guy was way bigger, and it seemed like somebody should have, I don't know. That's just how I feel about it, and that's what I have to say. It's really bad, and I hope they can get a grip on it.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. Right, man. Appreciate
you guys, thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Appreciate it, dude. No sweat. Thanks. Chris is in Chantilly. What's up, Chris?
How you guys doing?
We're doing.
I'm tired. So the Redskins won their last Super Bowl January 26th of 92. I came into this world. My birthday was January 29th of 92. So all I've known is pain, excluding last year. But even then, there were some like background things that were going on. Anyways, with this team, Jaden was so good last year that he atoned for a lot of the sins, especially the defense. And all of that came to a head once we played the Eagles. I thought it was malpractice last night having Jaden still out there. I have no idea why Mariota wasn't in there. If you remember the Dallas and Broncos game, if I do remember, Dak was taken out and Joe Milton was put in because they knew their game was out of reach. And Dallas has more offensive talent currently right now than Washington does, and I know that some of that's due to injuries too. But I just don't understand Dan's thinking on it. Like, are you trying to keep the score gap a little bit closer to get him to the end zone so it looks a little bit better on paper? I don't know, but sometimes I just think rooting for this team is a mental illness, and I'll go turn on the TV, and who am I going to watch? The Wizards? No. The Caps are struggling. The Nats are rebuilding. Jaden, protect the man at all costs, but if people keep making these kinds of reckless decisions with him, it's going to cost us long-term, and that's really just what I'm concerned about. I knew we were going to lose the game with how bad the defense has been playing this year and last year. I know we've had more injuries, but I don't know. I'm just depressed, and I really don't know when it's going to change or when it's going to get better. So,
how old are you?
I am 33.
Okay. How long did you hang around the other stuff?
Shoot, we're way late. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I got a break, dude. That's my bad. Left hand up. Appreciate you, Chris. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking calls the whole last hour. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly, you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.